This is Earth and Sky. There are 6 billion people on Earth now, with the population expected to increase at least until the middle of this century.
In the 21st century, we'll need new ways to meet basic human needs, including food, water, and shelter for so many of us.
But in our 21st century human world, we also have new capabilities. For example, scientists are now manipulating particles the size of just a few atoms to create materials with fundamentally new properties. This is nanotechnology, and it represents a new frontier, says Harvard chemist George Whitesides.
It's the information technology that flows from it, the energy technology that flows from it, potable water from nanoscale filters. These are all things that come downstream. So that to me, nanotechnology has the potential to be extraordinarily important as a technology that enables all kinds of other things which are closer to people.
The human world presents us with global challenges that most people didn't think about a century ago.
We're in a world in which people have a larger and larger footprint, and nanotechnology, correctly used, will be one of many technologies that I think will be helpful in solving some of those problems.
Read Earth and Sky's interview with George Whitesides at earthsky.org.
And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block N. Bird. For Earth and Sky,